has all led us here to this great city of Baltimore.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Baltimore, Maryland,
if there's anybody that's a big star in Baltimore, it's you.
In Baltimore, whether you like it or not, you better learn to live with it, because I'm the best there is.
It is tonight as Championship Wrestling returns to Baltimore at the Baltimore Civic Center tonight.
And I have picked Baltimore else to be the place where this war is going to come to an end, because they got a lot of nice, fine hospitals there.
You know it, I know it, and Baltimore is...
It's the Night of Champions in Baltimore, Maryland, in the Civic Center.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to WrestleRama Radio. It is Thursday, April the 4th. It is WrestleMania weekend. We have so many shows to go over, including both nights of WrestleMania. We have the lineups, and we actually have gambling odds for the matches on WrestleMania, which we'll get into. We're also going to get into a bunch of independent shows happening this weekend, which is really, besides Mania, I really do look forward to all the independent shows and matches you've never seen. So we're going to get into a lot of those shows that I plan on watching this weekend. But before we do that, I want to encourage everybody to please check us out online, patreon.com/WrestleRama. You can find all of our podcasts there, WrestleRama Radio, Life and Crime, Looking Back, History Pieces. All of our podcasts are on there for free. Also, if you're on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, at WrestleRama. So facebook.com/WrestleRama. We have daily updates, history pieces, current events, what's going on in today's wrestling, this day in history. Bunch of cool stuff happening on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleRama. And again, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at WrestleRama. Now let's jump into the shows. Shows actually started this morning, 11 a.m. for those of us on the East Coast. I did check out some of the Defy Wrestling that started at 11 a.m. The key match for that show, Kenta defeated Gringo Loco to retain the Defy Heavyweight Championship. Very good match. I am a fan of Gringo Loco. I get to see him a lot on GCW. I have the subscription for Triller, which is about $7 a month. If you're a fan of indie wrestling, I definitely encourage you to check it out. GCW, virtually every weekend, you get Wrestling Revolver. CZW is now on Triller. So you get some good independent stuff every weekend if you want to check it out. And WrestleMania weekend, of course, you're getting a ton of shows with GCW, The Collective. And that's some of the shows that I'll be talking about in today's episode. But I did see some of the Defy. I did watch some of the Stardom pay-per-view. That was $24.95 on Triller. So that wasn't part of the regular subscription. You had to pay separate $24.95. Really good match. World of Stardom champion Micah defeated Megan Bain. I'm a big fan of Megan Bain. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw her on AEW or NXT, WWE in the very near future. And also during the, they had a six-woman tag match. Mayu Iwatani, Tam Nakano, and Momo Kogo versus Zia Brookside, Mina Shirakawa, and Mariah May. Yes, Mariah May of AEW, former Stardom superstar. But Mariah May was in this match, and Toni Storm actually came down to ringside with Mariah May. Pretty cool to see Toni Storm in the old ECW arena. Speaking of Stardom, for those of you who follow Stardom, former Stardom wrestler Julia was spotted in Philadelphia today. Word is she was at WWE World, and I wouldn't be surprised to see her possibly doing the sitting ringside at the NXT event on Saturday morning. Remember how they used to have new signees? They did it with like Keith Lee. They did it with a few others, but they showed them sitting ringside and announced their arrival at these big NXT premium events. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Julia possibly sitting ringside at NXT Stand and Deliver this weekend. Speaking of NXT, before we go through the rest of these independent shows happening this weekend, let's jump to the WWE stuff for now. Starting with NXT Stand and Deliver. That's taking place on Saturday, 12 noon. And here are their matches announced for that show. Joe Gacy versus Shawn Spears. Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan, and Fallon Henley versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame, six-woman tag match. NXT Tag Team Champions Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier. NXT North American Champion Obafemi will defend in a triple threat match versus Dijak and Josh Briggs. NXT Women's Champion Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. I think it's time for Roxanne to win the Women's Championship. NXT Champion Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. And the main event, it's not the title match, but the main event, Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. And I see the show closing out with Trick Williams getting a big win over his former friend and partner. If you plan on watching NXT Stand and Deliver, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your predictions. You can check us out, post messages on our Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleRama, or you can send us an email at WrestleRama@gmail.com. Now let's get to day one of WrestleMania, which takes place at 7 p.m. And this is the match order that has been announced. So that as I go through these matches, this is the order in which they will appear on WrestleMania night one. So I'll give you the matches along with the gambling odds for those interested. The opening match on night one is Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. And Rhea Ripley is a favorite, minus 500. Six-pack ladder match, Awesome Truth versus Waller and Theory versus New Day versus Judgment Day versus DIY versus New Catch Republic. Awesome Truth are slight favorites in this one. Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Santos and Dominic are the favorites at minus 250. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Jey is the favorite at minus 250. Naomi, Bianca, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control. And this is possibly one of the biggest favorites of the weekend. Jade, Bianca, and Naomi are a big minus 2,000 favorite. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Gunther is a favorite at minus 150, but I think it's time for Sami to win. So if I were a gambler, I would put some money on Sami Zayn on this one. In the main event of night one, Seth and Cody versus Rock and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns and The Rock are favorites at minus 1,000. My prediction is Rock getting the pin on Cody, setting up Rock and Cody's eventual match when possibly Cody being the world champion down the line. Then let's go to night two of WrestleMania. And again, these are the matches in order as announced. So this is how they will appear on WrestleMania night two, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Drew is the favorite, minus 600. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Final Testament. Lashley and the Privates are a favorite. Excuse me, and the Profits are favorite at minus 200. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. LA Knight's a big favorite, minus 600 in this one. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Logan Paul is the favorite, minus 450. WWE Women's Champion Io Sky versus Bayley. Bayley is the favorite at minus 700. And Roman Reigns versus Cody, main event for night two. Cody is the favorite at minus 425. Do you think Cody is going to finish his story? Again, would love to hear your thoughts. Shoot us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleRama, or email WrestleRama@gmail.com. Let's get into some of the more independent shows happening this weekend. Most of these are happening on Triller. If it's a pay-per-view, I will let you know. I did just watch some of Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. That took place at 4 p.m. Something cool about this show is CM Punk, Nia Jax, and Braun Strowman were in attendance. They weren't shown on the TV broadcast or anything, but pictures floating around showed them in attendance at the show, so that was pretty cool. Two of the key matches in this one, Marina Shafir won a 4-woman's tournament. And Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, for those not familiar, is basically a shoot-style wrestling show. It's not full-blown UFC, but it's people with martial arts backgrounds in what's made to appear as real submission striking matches, not pro wrestling matches. So Marina Shafir won a 4-woman's tournament. Also, Charlie Dempsey from NXT competed in the show tonight as a last-minute replacement. He won his match. And Shayna Baszler from WWE defeated Masha Slamovich in a very good match. Lots of really good ladies' matches happening so far this weekend. Happening tonight, shortly around 8 o'clock, the DDT show will be taking place. I'm going to try to watch some of that. But tonight, 11:59, I'm definitely going to be checking out GCW and JCW versus the World. This is part of the GCW Collective on Triller. Some of the matches I'm looking forward to, Session Moth Martina versus Griffin McCoy. Griffin's had a good run in CZW, and Session Moth Martina is a very entertaining lady wrestler. She had a really good death match that I saw against Casey Catal. It was somewhere over in Europe. I forget where it was, but a very entertaining death match. Session Moth, very entertaining wrestler. Looking forward to that match. Another match I'm looking forward to on GCW and JCW versus the World is Los Desperados, which is Arez, Gringo Loco and Latigo versus Team Dragon Gate, which is Dragon Kid, Shun Skywalker, and Yamato. This is just going to be a high spot fest. And the main event for the show is the JCW champion, Masha Slamovich, versus Shuri from Stardom. So that should be a very good match. Then for Friday, April the 5th, starting early, 11 a.m., Tokyo Joshi Pro on Triller, Japanese women's wrestling show. If you're into that, I am, so I'll be checking it out. Progress will be starting at 3 p.m. on Triller. They're going to have a mixed tag match, Gene Money and Session Moth Martina versus Bussy, which is Alley Catch and Effie. That should be a very entertaining match. And then the Progress women's title match, Rio versus Lana Alston. Lots of good women action going on this weekend. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock or Friday at 3 o'clock, two shows going on at the same time for Triller. Wrestling Revolver and Hog Wrestling. They're going to have a first-time ever match between Mustafa Ali and Amazing Red, a Philly street fight, Steve Macklin with Killer Kelly versus Charles Mason, and a Revolver world title versus House of Glory world title match, Alex Shelley versus Santana, formerly of AEW. Friday night, 7 p.m., GCW Spring Break. The main event will be GCW World Champion Blake Christian defending against Joey Janela with Missy Hyatt in his corner. Also in the lineup, Gringo Loco versus The Amazing Red. Matt Cardona with Jimmy Lloyd and Steph DeLander versus Blue Kane. That will be an entertaining match. It's not going to be probably a very good wrestling match, but I'm sure it will be entertaining. A tag team match, Danhausen and Ram Kaicho versus Maki Death Kill, which is Maki Ito and Nick Gage. And listen to this, six-man tag match. The East-West Express, which is Jordan Oliver and Nick Wayne, are teaming with Mike Bailey, and they will be taking on the Rock and Roll Express. Yes, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, along with Ricky's son, Kerry Morton. Another six-man tag match, which will just be a high spot fest. Dragon Gate Classic versus Raiwa New Generation. Again, just high spots galore. And a match that I am looking forward to, mixed tag match, Masato Tanaka and Minoru Suzuki versus Masha Slamovic and Rina Yamashita. Now, Masha and Rina, of course, are women. Tanaka and Suzuki are very violent men. But Masha and Rina have had some very violent matches, some against each other, in GCW. So this should be a very entertaining match. And the main event, or no, I'm sorry, another key match for that show is an I Quit match, which is a match that's been building for a few months now, Effie versus Mance Warner. Also, Friday night, April 5th, 7 p.m., Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor. I do have the Honor Club membership, so I'm going to try to watch. I might have two TVs going. Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, April 5th, 7 p.m. Main event, Eddie Kingston defends the ROH title against Mark Briscoe. Athena versus Hikaru Shida. I'm picking Shida in that one. I'm picking Briscoe over Kingston, Hikaru Shida over Athena for the ROH Women's Television title, which is, I think, is a title that's really not needed, but it's going to be Queen Amanada versus Billy Starks. I'm picking Billy Starks in that match. And they're also having a Stardom six-lady tag match, which should be very, very good. Also on Friday night at 8 p.m., I won't be watching this live, but I'm going to try to watch it sometime over the weekend. This is on IWTV. IWTV, I believe, is $9 or $10 a month. A ton of independent shows, including this weekend, of course, with many a weekend, but ITV has a ton of indies. They have more of the hardcore matches. So if you're into that, IWTV is something you want to look into. And some of the stuff for Friday night, 8 p.m., it's ICW No Holds Barred, International Death Summit, American Deathmatch Championship, Killdozer Matt Tremont versus Vic Craig versus Green Phantom versus Danny Darko. They got names like Cruel, Lou Nixon, Neil Diamond Cutter, Hoodfoot, and Mikey Whipwreck versus Danny Demento. Mikey Whipwreck from ECW is on this show. Then we go into Saturday. Saturday, April 6th, starts with the NXT Stand and Deliver match, which we've already talked about. Saturday at 2:30, GCW versus Tokyo Joshi Pro, 2:30 p.m. on Triller. Some of the GCW names scheduled to participate are Masha Slamovic, Rina Yamashita, Steph DeLaunder, Dark Sheik, Billy Starks, Sawyer Wreck, Janai Kai, Ali Ketch, Shaza McKenzie, and Session Moth Martina. Session Moth, a lot of these people are going to be very, very busy this weekend. Then Saturday night, we have Mania Night 1, which we've already talked about. And then Saturday at midnight is GCW Clusterfuck Forever. They're having an 88-man Battle Royal. And then they're having, for the GCW Tag Team title, a Punjabi prison match. Yes, a Punjabi prison match, as the GCW tag team titles are on the line, as the champions Violence is Forever, Dominic Guarini and Kevin Q defend against Jacob Fatu and Zilla Fatu, who are a very good tag team. I wouldn't be surprised if these guys are sticking around on the independents to see the Fatus win the tag title. Also in the match is the Bollywood Boys and Los Macisos, who is another very good tag team. Then let's move to Sunday. Sunday afternoon, Combat Zone Wrestling, live from the Murphy Rec Center. And this is where, had it been, 22 years ago, Ring of Honor was born. We sat in that Murphy Rec Center plenty of times watching some awesome Ring of Honor shows, and it's really good to see wrestling back at the Murphy Rec Center. This CZW show takes place Sunday at 1 p.m. It is on Triller TV. Some of the matches, Griffin McCoy versus Ace Austin, Judge Joe Dredd versus Mickey Knuckles. Both of these competitors are hardcore, or known to be hardcore wrestlers. I don't know how much hardcore stuff they can do in the Murphy Rec Center, but it's going to be interesting to see. And the main event will be the CZW World Champion Rich Swann defending against Paul London. Paul London, who was on some of those early Ring of Honor shows at the Murphy Rec Center. Then at 2 o'clock, Spark Joshi Pro, which is another ladies wrestling pay-per-view. This is on Triller, but it is a pay-per-view, $19.99. It's a possibility I may get it if I'm not suffering from burnout already at that point. We already talked about Mania Night 2 taking place on Sunday. And then there is a deathmatch show happening on IWTV Sunday, April 7th at 4 p.m. This is a show I'll watch, probably not as it happens on Sunday, but I will check it out. I'm a fan of deathmatch wrestling. And I know it's hard to differentiate sometimes. I'm not a fan of just the garbage deathmatch, but GCW really puts on some good deathmatch shows. And this looks to be another good deathmatch show. Some of the matches are Tokyo Towers, which are huge towers of light tubes. And Bundle's Deathmatch, John Wayne Murdoch versus Yusaku Itu, which should be a very good match. Danny Havoc, Viking Tribute, Schlack versus Clint Margera. Schlack, who was in Philly tonight, Thursday night, for Eat the Turnbuckle concert. And they're also doing deathmatch wrestling at the show. So for the show Sunday I was talking about, they're also having a Razor Boards and Pains match. Typhoon of Light Tube match, Killdozer Matt Tremont versus Judge Joe Dredd. So Joe Dredd's going to go from the Murphy Rec Center against Mickey Knuckles at 1 o'clock. Not sure when his match takes place. I'm sure it'll be early. So he's going to go from facing Mickey Knuckles at 1 o'clock for CZW over to this Ruthless Pro Wrestling at 4 o'clock. To go against Matt Tremont, one of the best deathmatch wrestlers around. And like I said earlier, I'm not sure how much they're going to get away with at Murphy Rec Center, but I know they're going to get away with a lot at this show for Ruthless Pro. And they have a few other matches. Again, it's probably not a show I'm going to watch live as it happens, but I will check it out. So as you see there, there is a ton of stuff happening this weekend. A lot of it will be very good. I'm so happy that a lot of these wrestlers are working multiple times, some multiple times in one day. I hope they're making all the money they can and they're selling as much merchandise as they brought. And I hope for us, the fans, we get to be treated to a lot of great matches and a lot of great memories. We're going to be back with results of WrestleMania Night 1 right after the show. And Night 2, right after the show. So these podcasts will be posted on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/WrestleRama. And on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/WrestleRama. So if you want to hear results of WrestleMania Night 1 as soon as the show is over, and results of Night 2 as soon as the show is over, check us out on social media. The podcast will be up very shortly after the show's end. And on our Facebook, we're probably going to post results and some video highlights as the show is happening. So definitely check out our Facebook search for some up-to-the-minute updates. But I do want to thank you for checking out this episode of WrestleRama Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a great WrestleMania weekend. And until next time, guys, take care and see ya.